for each year that she gave, for one who will inherit her paw. 64 roses for my mother's grave, and one to wear over my heart. For each year that she gave, for one who will inherit her paw. 64 roses for my mother's grave, and one to wear over my heart.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. So we appreciate you tuning in, listening to the program this morning. We want to say a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening this morning, and thank God for the opportunity to come to you by the way of radio. And we hope the blessings, that you'll receive from listening to the program. And we thank God for the opportunity to come into your home today, or in your car, or wherever you might be listening to the program. And we want to say we appreciate the first song there. That was by the Easter Brothers, and we appreciate them. And we're looking forward to them being with us. We're going to have a tent revival, and that'll be starting on June the 9th and be going through June the 14th. And on the 14th, the Easter Brothers are going to be with us. We're going to have the Gibson family singing for us all week, Monday through Friday, and then different preachers preaching each night. And we're looking forward to a great time in the Lord. Looking forward to revival and a great stir of the Lord in those days. And we're thankful for what the Lord's doing now in our church. And we're thankful for the Lord blessing and meeting with us in the services and what the Lord's been doing. And like I said, we appreciate that first song. And then we're going to go to another song, especially for our mothers today. And it's by the Enlighteners. And we appreciate them. They were with us back last month in our homecoming, and we thank the Lord for their ministry and what the Lord's doing in their lives, and we thank God for them singing and being a blessing to us. And then we're going to go to a message that Brother Herman preached several years ago on Mother's Day, and I believe it'll be an encouragement to you. We played, I believe we played one of his messages last year on Mother's Day, and this is a different one, and we hope that it'll be a blessing and encouragement to you this morning. And we hope you have a good day in the Lord. And we trust if you're not saved, that you'll turn your life over to Christ. Wouldn't it be a great day? There may be somebody out there that your mother's been praying for you for a long time. And I pray that you'd get saved today. And maybe a mother out there that needs to get saved. God knows your heart. Won't you just trust him and believe him? The Lord loves you. Amen. I want to welcome you to come to our service if you're able to come. And we'd be glad to have you. And but we appreciate you listening to the program. And if you're not able to come, we covet your prayers. You be praying for us. The Lord will bless and the Lord will meet in our church. And we thank God for what God's doing and what God's going to do. So we'll go to the next song and then to the message. And we pray you have a good day in the Lord.
like to bring a message this morning upon Mother's Day. Some things this morning that will be good for the children to see in their mothers on this day. First of all, I'd like to say this morning to the mothers. It's in our audience today, and we've already said the message not just for the mothers, but it'll do the fathers good as well. But I'd like to say, first of all, this morning as a mother, I believe this morning, just as Timothy here this morning, the Word of God was putting emphasis upon maybe the unfinished faith that Lois and then Eunice had, the grandmother and the mother of Timothy. This morning, my friend, listen, we find the Bible said, first of all, back in the book of Acts, we find that where Paul pointed out that she was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Probably, and I'm not sure this morning, but probably Timothy's mother and even his grandmother could have well found Christ there at the day of Pentecost. This is some maybe 14, 15, 16 years later when Paul wrote this letter to young Timothy. We find here in the Word of God this morning that they had found the Lord. And this morning, my friend, as a mother on this Mother's Day, wouldn't it be good if your children and your grandchildren this morning could find you in regular attendance in the house of God? Ah, this morning, my friend, let me tell you this morning, mothers, those daughters and those sons this morning that God has blessed you with, listen, they've got their eyes upon mother even more than father. And brother, a lot of times it's the mother that sets especially the spiritual example in the home. Now, the man is supposed to be the spiritual leader of the home, according to the Word of God. But brother, in the society that we live in today, brother, you don't find too many men fulfilling that position anymore. But thank God for a good godly mother. Thank God for the mothers that are here this morning. And I look around and I see mothers that are here today. And brother, you can count on them when it comes to being faithful in the house of the Lord. And let me tell you something this morning. Mothers, as we've already said, those children have got their eyes upon you. And you can mark it down, brother. They're following in your footsteps. And the example that you set before them in your attendance in God's house, you can see them following in your footsteps as time goes on. We find in the Scripture, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and verse number 25, the Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. This speaks not only to the mothers, but it speaks to the fathers. It speaks to all. It said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. So we're not to forsake the assembling. That's what we have here this morning. We have an assembly. That's what a church is. It's a called out assembly. God has called you and I this morning out of the world, and He's called us to assemble together to worship Him in spirit and in truth at a designated place. And so this morning, mothers, on this Mother's Day, it would be good if that child, that son, or that daughter could find the mother faithfully attending the house of the Lord. Let me point out about three things. First of all, they should see you attending faithfully rather than just occasionally. I believe this morning, mothers, I believe you should be here. Listen, if I said before, brother, when the doors are open, the lights are on, if you're not sick or providentially hindered in some manner, brother, you should be in the house of the Lord. And not only should you be here, but those little children should be sitting by your side. You've got a great responsibility. Listen this morning, mothers, God has put those children that He's given you into your hands to bring them up and to set the example for them. And mothers, let me say this morning as well to the fathers, parents this morning. Listen, you and I, as mothers and fathers, when we stand before God, we're going to give an account as to how we brought our children up. We'll be held accountable. So we find in the Word of God that the children, they should see you and I this morning faithfully attending the house of the Lord instead of just occasionally. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 2, the Bible said, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That's speaking in general. That's speaking to the men and the ladies alike. We should be found faithful. The Bible said in the Word of God, we should be found faithful. And so first of all, they should see you attending faithfully rather than occasionally. And not only that this morning, that also you should attend joyfully over the privilege to come to church. You know, we've got to the place now, most of the time, it's a burden to get here anymore. But my friend, this morning, listen, we were to get up. Brother, we were to be up. I'm listening about a day break, and brother, we were to be singing the old songs of Zion. And my friend, listen, we were to be joyfully getting ourselves and our children and our families ready to attend the house of the Lord. This is the day of worship. Yes. Amen. We need to set the example. Brother, we need to stress to our children that this is the day that has been set aside that we go to God's house. So we find that David made this statement in the book of Psalms 122 at verse number 1. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Mothers this morning and fathers this morning, listen, we should be glad. that God has given us the privilege, that God has seen fit to show us the need to be here, not only for us to be here, but for our children to be here. David said, I was glad. What an honor, what a joy it is. David was saying when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So you need to be in attendance at God's house, first of all. They should see you, your children should see you faithfully. You should attend joyfully. And then the third thing this morning is simply this, they need to see you attending liberally. Notice this morning, Sunday morning, Bible school, you should be here. And not only that, but for the worship service. And and we talk about attending liberally. I'm talking about coming at all times. So we need to be here for Sunday morning Bible school, Sunday morning worship. We need to be here for Sunday night evangelistic services. And I've noticed here in the church lately, and I still, brother, it puzzles me as to why we can't come back on Sunday night. But I know people, and you're some of us sitting on the pew here this morning. At one time you was regular on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. But now you've left off Sunday night and Wednesday night, no longer in the house of the Lord. You're going to give an account. Those children have got your eyes upon you this morning. And friend, when you don't come, and listen, they don't have any other way to come unless mother and father brings them. It's in your hands today. You've got a great responsibility. They need to see you attending liberally at the house of God, Sunday morning Bible school, Sunday morning worship. You need to be here for the Sunday night evangelistic services. You need to be here for the Wednesday night prayer meeting. You need to be here for the revivals, Bible conferences, special events around the church. Your children, you should be here, that your children would always see you in the house of the Lord. We find in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse number 46, this speaks about the church. And I want you to notice these people in the early church, the Bible said they continued daily. And brother, you talk about coming liberally to the house of the Lord. Listen, they come on daily basis. It wasn't just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. But brother, we find in the very early church, brother, they went, the Bible said they continued daily, the Bible said, with one accord in the temple. They went to the house of the Lord on daily basis. And the Bible said in the breaking of bread from house to house, and they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. I said this morning, mothers, listen, on this Mother's Day, wouldn't it be good for those children to see you attending the house of the Lord? Not only this morning, this Mother's Day, should they see you attending the house of God, but listen, you know what? They need to see you in action around here when you come. They need to see you taking part. They need to see you participating in the service. If there's a job that needs to be done, they need to see you on that job and being faithful to it. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 28, the Bible said, and God has set some in the church, you see. God has put the mothers, God has put the fathers, and God has put each individual in this church this morning for a purpose. And the Bible said, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers. Thank God for the good teachers we have in our churches today. We've got some mothers that are members of this church, and they go into these classes and they teach these young children. And that's according to the Word of God. And so that's what we're saying this morning. Your children this morning, they should see you in action around the house of the Lord. See you doing something. And so the Bible said that the 30 teachers, after that miracle, then gifts of the healing, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. And so we see there's many different types of help that God has given to the church. We need to use the gifts of God to encourage your children. In the book of 1 Timothy 1 and 6 again, we find that Paul, again, as he speaks to young Timothy, he said, wherefore, he said, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So this morning, listen, we need to use the gift that God has given us to encourage our children. Here that Paul speaks to young Timothy about the gift of God which is in thee. God has put a gift. God has given each one of us here this morning a certain talent and a certain gift. And this morning our children should see us using those gifts. And when they see us using the gifts that God has given unto them, you know what? That encourages those children. Because after all, they're following in our footsteps. They're watching every step that we take, every move that we make, everything that we do. We're to set the example. Listen, we need to use our testimony to enlighten our children. Not just around the church house, but what about around their own house? How many times do the children hear mother sing an Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me around the house instead of around the church house? It's good to come on Sunday and sing these songs. God, it's good to come on Sunday morning and pray and worship, and it's good to give our testimonies. But what about around the house? Are they hearing the same things around the home?
Amen.
That's where it's important.
Amen.
So here we find the word of you, their testimonies should enlighten our children. In the book of Psalms 107 and verse number 2, the Bible said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." We know Christ this morning, that He's come into our heart. Then you know what? We've got a God-given right to say so. A lot of people, we take this verse and we use it maybe in a testimonial meeting at the church. But you know, it's good to use it at the testimonial meeting in the house once in a while. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You need to let them children know that, yes, God has redeemed me. He has bought me. He has paid for my sin. And He'll do the same thing for your sin if you'll turn to Him. I'm going to say something this morning. Parents, listen. We need to try our best to win those children in the home. A lot of times we put it up the burden of winning that child on the church, or we put that burden on the preacher, in which, listen, I believe the church ought to have a burden and the pastor ought to have a burden to see to it that the children get saved. But you know what? First of all, in the home, it all starts in the home. It starts in the home with the godly parents. So you need to see to it. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let your testimony, it needs to enlighten your children. Listen, you need to use your talents openly and wisely before your children. In the book of Matthew 25 and verse number 18, the Bible said, "But he that has received one," this speaks about the talents, "one went out and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." And we know this speaks about money, but also we can relate it to our talents. We find that, first of all, in this parable, we find that one had five talents and he gained five more talents, because you see, he used those talents for the glory of God. And then we find another, God gave him two talents, and so he used those talents and God gave him two more. But yet we find the third one just had the one talent. But brother, they went and they dug in the earth and they hid that talent. Listen, they gained none because they would not use what they had. You know what God asked you and I to do this morning as parents? He asks us to use what we have. What God has given you, that's what you're to use for His honor and His glory. He didn't give us all the same. He didn't make us all alike. We're not all the same. God's given me abilities. God's given you abilities. God's given each one of us different talents this morning. My friend, this morning we should use them before our children to bring honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So on this Mother's Day, wouldn't it be good for our children to see us in attendance at God's house? Not only that, but in action around God's house. Also, I believe that our children this morning, you know what? It would do good. Pardon me. It would do good this morning if they could see us in this altar from time to time. I like the song that Jennifer sung, "If I could hear my mother pray again." You'll never know this morning, my friend, the impact that you have on that child. I remember back in my home, after my dad passed away back in the year 1952, my grandmother came into the home at that time. My mother had to go to work because there's still five children at home. And I'll never forget that godly grandmother. Brother, how that she'd pray, Larry, and how that she'd gather the children at that time around when we finally got to the place we moved into the city of Shelby and got able to have the first television set. I remember the Billy Graham Crusades when he was just a very young man. And they'd be televised, and I remember, we all had little chairs. You seen them, you probably got them for your children. But you know what Granny would do? Brother, listen, when Billy Graham come on, it was like going to church. She called the children in. She set you down in sort of a semi, about a half circle around that TV. You sat there. You didn't get up and go to the bathroom. You didn't talk. You didn't act. You didn't cut up, but you listened.
Amen.
You say, "Preacher, what did that do for you at that time?" Brother, listen, it planted some seeds in my heart and in my mind that I never forgot. Yes, I went astray in my teenage years, and it was 26. I was 26 years before I ever came to know God. But listen, I remember back many a time what that grandmother done and what she taught us, how she prayed and how she talked to us about the Lord and how she had a desire that we might hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Grandmothers, mother, this morning we've got a great responsibility. You're planting seeds in those children's hearts and in their life. They need to see you in that altar. Hebrews 7:13, the Bible said, "For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man giveth attendance at the altar." your children this morning, they should see you in this altar, and not only in this altar, but what about at home? You should have a place of prayer. Less than most of the time, the only time we pray anymore is when we sit down at the table. And less than it's very brief. God bless me and my four, no more, and that's about it. Let's eat. Somebody said, good food, good meat, getting late, let's eat. I mean, listen, that's about the way we pray anymore. Amen. Oh, friend, let me tell you something. We need to get serious with God.
Yes.
We're setting the example. They need to see us in the altar.
Amen.
Let me say this to the mothers and the daddies here this morning. And you can mark it down. And I know this is Mother's Day, but fathers, it's good for you too. And I know because I'm a daddy. But I'm going to say this morning, listen, your children will never use the altar unless they see mother and daddy in the altar. Did you know that? Unless they see the mothers and the daddies, Brother Larry, in this altar, and they see them in the altar around the house, you can mark it down. They'll grow up and they'll never know what the altar is. You'll never find them in an altar. You should come to the altar when moved upon by the Lord and pray for yourself as well as your children. How long has it been since you took that child to God in prayer? How long has it been since you called their name? How long has it been since you've been brokenhearted? Used to be a song about the wandering boy, where he's at tonight. Used to be the mothers was concerned and they prayed for their children. But my friend, listen, the mothers in this society we're living today, they don't care anymore for the children. Brother, we could change that song from where's the wondering boy to where's the wondering mother at? And where's the wondering dad at? Ah, mothers and daddies today, we've got a great responsibility. Listen, Noah built an altar for sacrifice. Noah, the Bible said, in the book of Genesis, the Bible said, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord. He said he built it unto the Lord. And we find the Bible said, and he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings up on the altar. But listen, the day of sacrifices in that manner is past. We're no longer in the Old Testament. But thank God there have been one sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he offered himself as a sacrifice, we need no more sacrifices. But I'm going to say this morning, my friend, when we think about the altar that Noah built, the Bible said he built it unto the Lord. The altar this morning is a place of prayer. The altar this morning is a place where we can praise. The altar this morning is a place where we can worship. The altar. Wouldn't it be good this Mother's Day if our children could see us in the altar? The Bible tells them in the book of Hebrews, Chapter 13, verse number 10, that we have an altar. The Bible said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. You and I this morning as God's people, we've got an altar today. We've got a place that we can come and we can pray and we can praise and we can worship God, and we're to be found there. One last thought this morning as we think about Mother's Day. Wouldn't it be good if the children could see us in attendance? Wouldn't it be good if they could see us in action around the house of God and find us in the altar of praying? But also, wouldn't it be good if they could see us just living for God? Amen? I mean on a daily basis. I'm talking about Sunday morning, Sunday night, but I'm talking about also on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. About the only time that our children ever see any God out of us is when we come on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And they don't see no more throughout the week. That's a shame. No wonder this nation is to the place it's at today. Listen, we find in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, and this speaks about setting the example, but Paul tells Timothy this, and he's speaking to Timothy. He said, to let no man despise thy youth. He said, but be thou an example of the believers. He tells Timothy, Timothy, I want you to be an example. And I believe he's saying here to the fathers and the mothers and the children here today, you need to set the example. Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice set the example for this young man. And now he's telling this young man, he said, to let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer. And I'm going to say this morning, mothers and fathers, our children will never become an example unless, first of all, we set that example. That's what happened in Timothy's life. Lois and Eunice, his grandmother and his mother, set the example. They had an unfinished, which is a genuine faith. They believed. Here we find in the Word of God that Paul says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thine example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. That being the example in our word, it talks about the things you say and the way you say them. Listen, we've got mothers and fathers that'll come to church on Sunday morning and bless God, and on Monday morning they're cussing like a sailor in front of the children. That's a shame and disgrace in the sight of Almighty God. Hey, if you don't cuss at God's house, you ought not to cuss at your house. Amen? Amen. I don't know no Christian cuss words, do you? I've never found any in the Word of God. They just ain't none. Oh, friend, this morning in word, we're to set the example. Listen, what comes out of the mouth is first manufactured in the heart. Some people said, well, he or she, they got a good heart. But my friend, listen, what comes out of the mouth, you listen to a person long enough, and it won't be long, but their mouth will tell you what their heart is like.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast, heard here on WCSL each Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign, our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel, this is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you is our prayer.